This message is presented to you by Pastor Cliff Reynolds and Word Alive Church in Elwood City, PA. For more information, visit wordalivechurch.info.
Hearing problem. Just stick your finger in your ear and say, "Thank you, Father." I believe right now for you to open my ears in Jesus' name. Spirit of deafness, get out of here. Go from me now. I speak life, health, restoration to my hearing right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And I believe for improvement. Believe to see it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They examined my hearing and they said I had 83% in this one and 93% in this one. So I'm believing the 83 over here to come up to 93 to match this one. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, well, let's give someone a fist bump there and tell them Jesus loves you. Oh, I wanted to correct one thing. Go ahead and sit down. I mentioned in my message on Wednesday night that it just came out as I think it was something I was teaching, and I mentioned that we lose 25% bone mass. No, that's not correct. You lose 7% bone mass, muscle mass, excuse me, 7% muscle mass for every day that you're in the hospital or that you're down. And that's what we're getting back into my wife. Hallelujah, good muscle mass. But instead of 25, it's only 7%. I like to correct if I make a mistake. And I don't know if I said Minnesota's where they were doing that bill, 5599, but it's actually the state of Washington, state of Washington. Did I say Washington? Good. See, I don't remember what I said. Okay. Hey, and I just want to congratulate you folks. There were $3,000 that you sowed into Turkey. Into the proliferation of the gospel in Turkey through Larry Mills so that they could go back and rebuild their ministry, rebuild their coffee house and so forth. And that is commendable, $3,000. Come on, let's praise the Lord for that. He provides, doesn't he? Hallelujah, glory to God. Well, I'm going to switch over into this mic over here. That is a nation of 88 million people, and there are only 6,000 believers in that nation. So that's 99.9% Muslim. But things are changing because God's over there, because God's moving. Amen. He's got his people on hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Well, turn in your Bibles, if you would, to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I'm beginning with verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 4. Thank you, Father, for this word today. We love you. We thank you so much for your anointing. And Father, we just love your word. We just love to take it in. We love to meditate it. We love to study your word, Father, because it's your word. It's life to those who find it, and health and medicine to all their flesh. And your words are spirit, and they are life. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, first of all, let me give you a little something to make you smile. How's that? You can be looking for 2 Corinthians 5. An atheist professor was teaching a college class, and he told the class that he was going to prove that there was not a God. He said, "God, if you are real, then I want you to knock me off this platform. I'll give you 15 minutes. 10 minutes went by. He kept taunting God, saying, Here I am, God, I'm still waiting. He got down to the last couple of minutes, and a big 240-pound football player happened to walk by the door and heard what the professor said. The football player walked in the classroom, and in the last minute, he walked up, hit the professor full force, and sent him flying off the platform. The professor got up, obviously shaken, and said, 'Where did you come from?' He says, 'And why did you do that?' The football player said, 'God was busy, and he sent me.'" Did you find 2 Corinthians chapter 5? Verse 4, it says, "Our bodies, our dying bodies, make us groan and sigh. But it's not what we want to die, not that we want to die and have no bodies at all. We want to slip into our new bodies so that these dying bodies will be swallowed up by everlasting life." By the way, do you realize that you're going to live forever? I said, you're going to live forever. Think about that. Because of Jesus' life and nature on the inside of you, you have everlasting life, meaning you're going to live forever. Now, you might die physically, but your spirit and soul are going to live forever. It says in Ecclesiastes, "The spirit shall return unto God who gave it." Glory to God. You got that to look forward to, don't you? God Himself has prepared us for this, and as a guarantee, He has given us His Holy Spirit. As a guarantee. Now, over in the King James, it says, as an earnest of the Spirit. An earnest of the Spirit. In other words, it says in the literal Greek, it's a down payment for the future. The Holy Spirit in you is a down payment on something in the future. Do you know what that is? The rapture of the church, the marriage supper of the Lamb, the Bema seat, that you're going to be present there. And so the Holy Spirit is a down payment, an earnest of the Spirit for you and me that shows that someday we're going to have a full reward. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So we are always confident, even though we know that as long as we live in these bodies, we are not at home with the Lord. That is why we live by believing and not by seeing. We live by believing and not by seeing. The King James says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. That means when we walk by faith and not by sight, we put our focus on God's Word and everything else is subordinate to that. That means the circumstances, the situations of life, the ridicule, the persecution, all these things are just subordinate to the focus on God's Word. And as you stay focused on Him, He will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Him. Amen. And you can walk by faith and see great things happen. So you don't want to let the wind and the waves and so forth distract you from that. Just like Peter focused on Jesus, but then he got distracted a little bit. And he went blub, blub, blub. He went down, didn't he? So, walking by faith and not by sight. And when you do that, see, lots of good things are going to happen. Oh, thank you, Father. You're going to walk in peace. You're going to be a catalyst for miracles and healings. We're going to find out a little bit later that when you're walking by faith and not by sight, it's going to keep you in perfect peace and rest. You'll enter into God's rest. But all in all, when you walk by faith and not by sight, you're going to be an overcomer. Because the Bible says in Romans and 1 John 5:4, it says, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. I said, what's it like to walk by faith? Well, I got a real example of that when I became a pilot, and particularly after I got my private pilot's license, and then I got a commercial rating, and then I got an instrument rating. Well, instrument rating enables you to fly in the clouds. See, a pilot is not allowed to fly in the clouds unless he's instrument rated. We call that IFR flight rules, instrument flight rules, IFR. Okay, that's basically enabling you to fly. You have a rating that you can fly into the clouds. It's a whole different ballgame. Now, VFR flying is visual flight rules, and that's just flying in good weather, okay? Visual flight rules. So now to get to kind of graduate to that instrument rating, they train you for that because when you go into the clouds, your vertigo takes over, and you feel like you're falling and so forth, and you don't know what to trust. And you got to trust the instruments. So what they get you to do to trust the instruments is, now they don't do this anymore. I'm an old pilot. But they used to give you what they call foggles. Now you notice these glasses are all fogged up here. But down here, you can, in this little place here, you can see. You see that? These are fogged up. That's why I call them foggles. And then you got this clear place here. Well, you put these on like this, see? And you can't see out of the airplane. All you can see are the instruments. And I mean, the training that they give you, they even make you take off using the instruments, going down the runway, watching the heading and keeping it, so forth. And then, so that when you fly into the clouds, you will not rely on your senses because they'll give you wrong feedback. Then the vertical takeover, vertigo takeover. So, now you could cheat if you wanted while you're training and go like that, but I didn't do that. Anyhow, this is what they use so that you can fly in bad weather. And I remember just one example. We took a flight to see her relatives down in Harrisburg, and we landed at Capital City Airport. We had little kids, and one of our little kids got loose from us and ran through the lobby of the airport, and and knocked over a big cardboard statue of Don Meredith, the quarterback. How many remember that? Okay, that was many years, moons ago, wasn't it, honey? We caught him, and then we couldn't get the cardboard thing put back together. But anyhow, to get home, we had to file an instrument flight plan. We were flying a Cherokee 180 and had my family in the airplane. And so we had to take off, and probably about 1,800 feet, we flew right into the clouds. And so we're flying through a cloud layer now, climbing to 10,000 feet. And we broke out of the clouds on top. And it's nice, beautiful, sunny weather up there on top. You couldn't see any ground because there's this cloud layer. But we're flying at 10,000 feet. And the whole time you're talking to the air traffic control. What you're doing is focusing on your instruments when you go through those clouds so that you don't, you know, vertigo take over and so forth. But then you get 10,000 feet, you're just cruising along there nice, and then you get back close to home, and the air traffic control says, all right, now you can begin to descend to 7,000. So I said, okay, Cessna 7766 whiskey. That was a tail number on the airplane. I don't drink whiskey, but anyhow. By the way, how many of you know you don't need that to take the edge off of life? People say, well, I need alcohol to take the edge off of life. No, Jesus will take the edge off of life.
Amen.
It's true. He said, how many of you know he's a jealous God? He wants you to pray in the Holy Ghost. He wants you to take the edge off of life by getting drunk in the Spirit. Amen. By getting on fire for Him. Come on now.
Amen.
Anyhow, see, I can preach on a tail number of an airplane. The 7766 whiskey. Okay. But anyhow, out of 10,000 to 7,000. So now we're back in the clouds. Now we're coming down. And now, then we broke out of the clouds. And there we could see again. And then we went on and landed. That's just one example. So you see how you have to really focus on the instruments and trust the instruments and not, as they say, don't fly by the seat of your pants. Don't rely on your senses or anything else. You rely on you trust those instruments. Even if you feel you're upside down, no, trust the instruments. What do they say? So anyhow, there's a similarity to walking by faith, isn't there? Because when you're walking by faith, you can't rely on your circumstances. You can't rely on the situations around you. You can't even rely on the sense evidence. If God says I'm healed, I'm healed, right? Well, I still feel some symptoms. Well, I'm healed because of the stripes of Jesus. I believe that I received, all right? Let's put it that way. That way you're not really lying. You just say, I believe I received my healing, right? So we focus on the Word no matter what's going on. And the other part of that was, as I told you, I was talking to air traffic control the whole time while you're on instruments. And they're talking to you. Every so often they'll call you back up and they'll tell you, okay, you know, change frequencies and go to the next sector or what have you. And or they'll tell you, like I said, to descend and so forth. And so it's kind of like listening to the Holy Spirit. Do you know the Holy Spirit wants to give you the right vectors? You know, vector is a heading, you know. Descend and maintain 7,000. Turn right heading 210 and squawk 1570 on your transponder, whatever. And the Holy and see, the air traffic control will tell you that. And then you begin to, you plug that in, see. And so those two things, you're focused on the instruments and you're listening to the air traffic controller. Well, that's likened to focusing on the Bible and listening to the Holy Spirit. I brought these along too. This is a headset that you use. So put these on like this. And you just got a little microphone here, so you talk to them, and okay, I'm going to turn left heading 210 and squawk 1570, whatever, descend to maintain 7,000. So you, that's very similar to how we operate with God. We focus on His Word, and we listen to the Holy Spirit. And how many of you know that's going to produce success? That's going to produce prosperity. You say, well, I don't know if I believe in prosperity. Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever been saved? Amen. Have you ever been filled with the Holy Spirit? Amen. Have you ever been healed? Amen. Or had a miracle done? Yeah. Then you've prospered, right? Isn't that prosperity? Sure. So God wants you to prosper. And if you'll listen to that and walk by faith and not by sight, you know what? He'll lead us into the covenant promises because you've got the earnest of the Spirit, we said this a minute ago. And by the way, the Holy Spirit is the very breath of God. Did you know that? The Holy Spirit is the very breath of God. There was Adam, who was nothing more than a sandcastle man, right? Dust of the earth, and God formed him. And then it says he breathed into him the breath of life. And he became a living soul. And so here was God's life in Adam. And so his life is in you now at the new birth. It's called Zoe life. That's the Greek word, Zoe, Z-O-E, and it's in you. And see, on the day of Pentecost, what happened? God breathed his life into people in the upper room, didn't he? Amen. He breathed into them. And the Bible says that they're all together in one accord in one place, and they heard, as it were, the sound of a rushing mighty wind. Whew, what was that? The breath of God. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. Glory to God. That was the breath of God. The Holy Spirit is the breath of God. Do you believe that today? Hallelujah. So how do we walk by faith? We walk by focusing on the Word. See, isn't that what Abraham had to do when he was old and decrepit and, well, not decrepit, but I mean, he was beyond the, he couldn't produce any children, and Sarah the same way. She was beyond the childbearing years. And the Bible says that Abraham, against hope, believed in hope. How could he do that? Because he was fully, he goes on to say, he was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was also able to perform. What God had promised, where did he promise it? To you and me in his word. His covenant promises. What God had promised, he was also able to perform. So what did Abraham do? He focused on the Word. He refused to be distracted by the elements of the world, right? He focused on the Word and believed in what God had promised. And that's how we will operate by faith too, is by believing what God has said in his Word. Glory be to God. And so when you think about the 12 spies that went in to spy out Kadesh Barnea in Numbers chapter 13 and 14. They went in, and two spies came back and said, we're well able to go in and possess the land because God's already given it to us. God already spoke it and said, this land is yours. Go get it. The 10 spies said, no, we can't do that. These men are like giants in this land. And we are as grasshoppers in their sight. And no, we can't go in there and possess that land. And it said that they made the heart of the people melt. But you see, why was it called an evil report? It was an evil report because it contradicted God's word. God had already told them, it's yours. Go get it. Right? Anything that contradicts God's word is an evil report. Maybe the doctor gives you a bad diagnosis. You say, okay, doc, thank you for that. And you go away and you say, thank you, Father. I believe that I've received my healing. I believe that that's a man's report, the scientific report. But thank you, Father, there's a greater truth. And that's your truth, your word, Father. And you said, by his stripes I was healed. I'm going to stick with that, Father. I'm going to focus on that. I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen? And so they said, we are well able to go up at once. Everybody say at once. That doesn't mean wait 6 months and go. When God gives you the green light, go. Because he's given it to you, right? So you can... Now, you think about these 12 spies. Everybody knows Joshua and Caleb, the two champions, the two people that had, what, a spirit of faith. We remember them, right? Just like you remember. How many like to watch the Pirates? You like to watch the Pirates? You remember. Brian Reynolds, I remember that. He's got a good last name. Key Brian Hayes. McCutcheon. Kutch. Right, we remember the ones that are faith champions, that are winners, right? But how many remember the names of the 10 spies who were in fear? Nobody remembers their names, do they? So you want to be remembered? Walk by faith and not by sight, right? Hallelujah. And they said, we're well able to go in and possess the land. Well, those 10 spies, what came out of their mouth? what was in their heart. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 34, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Out of the abundance of the heart, what's in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. And so sometimes we give ourselves away and we find out, whoa, where that person is, right? By what they're saying. Sure. So the 10 spies, we see, oh, by the way, Joshua and Caleb said this too. They said, their protection is gone from them. He said, their protection, the enemy, even though they had giants in the land, their protection is gone from them. That's the attitude that they had based on what God said. While the 10 spies said, we're not well able to go in and possess the land. No, those giants are too big, right? And so they had a mentality of a grasshopper. Remember, it says we are as grasshoppers in their sight. You remember that? Hallelujah. So, listen, you know there's a lot of ungodly people today that are influencing our governmental leaders. But you know what? Their protection is gone from them. Because they've gone too far. They've overstepped their bounds. They've overplayed their hand. And God's, and even some of the sinners are calling them out for their ungodly choices. Isn't that right? Calling them out for their wickedness. And I told you about that bill. Up in state of Washington, SB 5599, which wants to allow, if you have a 13-year-old child and they want to change from being a boy to a girl, then the school will go ahead and help them do that without your knowledge as a parent. And so they want to, and then if they give them treatment and so forth and take them away somewhere, they're not allowed to tell the parents where the child is. I mean, that is absolutely ludicrous. And that was passed to the State House and the State Senate, and it's on the desk of Governor Inslee, and we got to pray. How many believe? If we intercede, that governor will not sign that bill. Hallelujah. Have anybody heard anything about that yet? Okay, but that's, anyhow, it's on his desk for signing, and we are praying. Intercessors, let's go to work. Amen. And we're going to cause that to fizzle, right? Hallelujah. Their protection has been removed. Amen. The devil's gone too far. Amen. The church is still here and we still have dominion. We have resurrection power in us. And we're not going under for going over. We have authority over demons, looters, shooters, and evil perpetrators. Glory to God. So the people were influenced by the 10 spies. Joshua and Caleb knew they were in the natural outnumbered 5-1. And they stood alone. And they dug their heels in and refused to budge. How many of you know today there are situations that are in the news that we're going to have to stand alone and not budge? Because the majority is not always right. Do you believe it? Amen. In this case, the majority was not right. God was right. And Joshua and Caleb were right. And so, I mean, you have these people that want to be pandemic alarmists. But I think to myself, when Jesus came to the 10 lepers, did he say, well, I'm going to call the contact tracing disease hotline on my cell phone and find out if it's okay to get near these lepers? No, he didn't do that, did he? No, he didn't get some hand sanitizer and after he laid hands on them and prayed over them, did he? No, he didn't use that. He told them to just go show yourself to the priest. And what happened? One leper came back and 10 and 9 forgot to come back and thank him. Well, they all got cleansed, but one, the one that came back, was made whole. In other words, his extremities and his ears and his fingertips, his toes, all of that was restored to normal. But the other 9, they were cleansed, but it doesn't say anything about them being restored and made whole. So listen, the Holy Spirit lives in you and he will keep you safe. The Bible says in Romans 8:11 that if that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he will what? Quicken your mortal body. Glory to God. Are you excited about that today? Glory to God. Woo! Quicken, make alive your mortal body. You say, Pastor, you sound like a super spreader. I am. I'm a super spreader of the gospel. Glory to God. Disseminating the gospel. Hallelujah. Let's go over there to Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3. Because we're going to get into a little something here. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 4. Are you ready? In verse 17, No, chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 17. But with whom, this is 3:17 of Hebrews, with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? 40 years they wandered around in the wilderness. By the way, do you know in the book of Deuteronomy, it tells us that it was only an 11-day journey? An 11-day journey, but it took them 40 years wandering around in that wilderness because they didn't have the direction and the blessing of God. They're operating on an evil report. And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Unbelief. The literal Greek, it means unpersuadableness. They were unwilling to rely and to trust on God. And that's what it takes when you're walking by faith and not by sight. I'm not talking about doing something foolish now, but I'm talking about keeping your focus on the Word of God no matter what you're going through. Amen? And not, like I said Wednesday night, not looking to any person's experience. Well, that person didn't make it. You know, they started a business and applied godly principles and they didn't make it in their business. No, don't look at that. You look at the Word of God. It says, any good thing a man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord. Amen? Amen. And don't look, well, that person didn't quite make it in their health situation. Stop looking at someone's experience and start looking at the Word of God. Amen. Do you believe it today? Amen. And stop looking to the tradition, to religion that gives you wrong thoughts and wrong ideas. We got to stick with the Word. Isn't that right? Amen. Come on now. Come on. Okay, chapter 4, it says, let us therefore fear lest the promise being left of us entering into his rest, any of you should come to short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest. When you believe, you can enter into my rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundations of the world. So we can enter God's rest when we'll trust in Him and we'll believe in Him and we'll rely on Him with all of our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. Amen? So, you know what? While we're in Hebrews, go over to chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. And look at verse 39. Hebrews 10:39. It says, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition. God does not want us to draw back in the face of the woke, demonized culture that's out there. He does not want us to draw back when they're trying to put pornography in our school libraries, whenever they're trying to indoctrinate and corrupt our children with putting same-sex books in and LGBT books in the libraries. No, we're not to draw back. No, we might be standing alone, but he wants you to speak forth. Amen. Amen. And speak out against these things. Amen. We are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but to them that believe to the saving of the soul. Verse 38, go backwards. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Verse 35, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. How many know that confidence brings a great recompense of reward? And you can enter into God's rest. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We must know who we are, the authority that we have, and the fact that God has deputized every one of you as His ambassadors, as His representatives on this earth, to the ministry of reconciliation. And listen, as long as we are still here, do you know that we are the great restrainer? I said, you are the great restrainer. Amen. The church. That's right. The ecclesia. We hold back sin and degradation in this earth. Do you know that over there in Ukraine, there are 1,300 charismatic churches in Ukraine? What do you think it is holding back the Russians from a full conquest of Ukraine? It's the prayers of the saints. I'm telling you right now. Yeah. And those people fighting, I realize that. But it's holding back the complete takeover of that country. Holding back the Russian army. On fire churches like this one. Amen. Not dead ones now. Amen. Are the restraining force. It's a tool in God's hands to hold back the enemy from just going all out, you know, all over the world. Minimizing perversion, drag queen influence, and LGBT, socialist and communist agenda that's trying to subvert and indoctrinate our children. But every time the devil tries to raise his ugly head, Christians pop up and say, "No, devil, you're not doing it. We stop you in your tracks. You have neither lot nor part in this matter." Amen. You remember that was in the scriptures there in Acts chapter 8, where Simon saw those people get filled with the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues, and he said, "I want that power too. Here, I'll give you money for it." And what did the disciples say? "Hey, buddy, you have neither part nor lot in this matter. Be gone with you." Right? That's in Acts chapter 8, verse 17 to 21. He heard the Samaritans get filled with the Holy Ghost and speak in other tongues. And he offered money. He wanted that power. And he couldn't, you know, but he couldn't get it. So you and I can say the same thing. Listen, partner, you have neither part nor lot in this matter. And that's what we say whenever a high school coach wants to pray with his team after the game down on the field, and they try to, then they did fire him for a while. But he got reinstated and got put back in there. Thank God for Christian groups that are doing that. Christian groups like John Whitehead and the Rutherford Institute. He's an attorney. And then you got Matt Staver in the Liberty Council. We just passed some things out to you today about Matt Staver. And the Alliance Defending Freedom. Listen, if you ever get caught in a situation where you're being persecuted for righteousness' sake, you can go to one of these groups and they will defend you in court. They've had many, many victories. Pennsylvania Family Institute, Mike Geer and Wendell Regner. My wife and I met both of them, talked with them. The Judicial Watch, the ACLJ. I didn't say the ACLU. I said the ACLJ, and J Seculo is another Christian group that will go to help defend Christians who are being persecuted for righteousness' sake and they're trying to infringe on their religious freedoms. And so we say no to the devil. You have neither part nor lot in these matters of Christian freedom. These are Christian attorneys. And so you see, you and I are part of what's called the Great Restrainer. You say, where is that in the Bible? Go over to 2nd. Well, you can look at it sometime for the sake of time. It's in 2nd Thessalonians chapter 2. It talks about he that now lets will let until him he that is taken out of the way. Well, that's talking about you and me being taken out of the way in the rapture of the church. And when that's done, when we're gone, then all hell breaks loose. And that's when the tribulation occurs. You see? And so in the meantime, though, you think it's the law enforcement that's holding back widespread drug use in this nation? I mean, it's bad enough right now, but it's going to be even worse when we're gone. Why? Because we're the Great Restrainer. Amen? You think crime is uncontrolled now? Wait till we're gone. Wait till the Great Restrainers are gone, and it's really going to get bad. Without the church, sin and evil would be even more pervasive, but the church says no to these evil forces. Why? Because we're representatives of God and we've been given authority to stop demonic spirits. This very weekend, it was one of the largest satanic gatherings there ever was in Boston, Massachusetts. Satanists getting together. But thank God the intercessors for America are there too. And other intercessors, Christian people who are praying to what? To confound the enemy and get them all mixed up. And get them distracted. Thank God.
Amen.
Glory to God. Woo! And to mitigate the efforts of those evil forces to bring confusion to the enemy's camp. And to enforce the devil's defeat. You know, over there in James chapter 4, it says, "Submit yourselves therefore unto God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you." Now that's a promise. You have that kind of authority. Submit yourself unto God. You know, by the way, that's where we get the power to resist the enemy, is by submitting ourselves unto God. It starts there. Then you have the power to resist the enemy and he will flee. How many believe that scripture is true? Hallelujah. So we can pray, and when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Hallelujah. You can don the full armor of God. And I'm telling you, when you have that full armor on you in Ephesians chapter 6, I'm telling you, you look like Jesus. The devil doesn't know the difference between you and Jesus. Amen. And you can put him on the run. Hallelujah. Amen. With the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we rise up and pull down those. We bind the forces of darkness and pull down those forces, and we rise up and speak up and pull those porn books and transgender same-sex books off the library shelves. By the way, you know that the transgender thing is only 0.5% of the population. 0.5%. And here they're trying to influence the entire populace with this junk. And, you know, whatever they want to do, that's their business. But please don't influence and corrupt our children. Are you listening to me? And we have the authority to stop that. And so we need to find out what's going on and then get involved in it. That's why we keep giving you these papers and showing you what's happening in the news from a Christian perspective, and rise up so that we can overthrow them and ensure parental rights. You say, where do I get my parental rights? Right out of Proverbs 22:6. It says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. Who's doing that? That's parents. That's called parental rights. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, let's stand this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wonderful Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm saying enough is enough. Amen. Say that with me. Enough is enough. God's counting on us to speak up. Amen. Hallelujah. He's counting on us to come through on his behalf. David said in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 29, is there a cause? Is there a cause? There is a cause. Once again, this isn't political. It's biblical issues that we're talking about, right? Is there a cause? Is there a godly cause? In fact, that meant, in literal Hebrew, it means, aren't you fed up with this? Glory to God. God's counting on the great restrainer in this last day to pray and defeat the enemy and force the enemy's defeat and to decree, proclaim, declare according to the word of God. Amen. You're to have dominion, praise God. You're to declare, according to Job 22:28. Decree a thing and it shall be established. And we need to keep decreeing. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. No, we don't have to accommodate a fraction of the population.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then destroy competition in women's sports and so forth and so on. No, we're not going to let them influence and destroy this culture. We're not going to let them corrupt our children. Amen. We're going to speak up. We're going to pray up. Amen. Believers all over America are saying, yes, you're not going to shove this down our throats.
Amen.
No. Believers are rising up to protect our children from goofed up spirits and drag queens and
Amen.
Gender reassignment.
Amen.
I'm telling you, it's not gender reassignment surgery. It is body mutilation surgery is what it is. My goodness. So everybody say, I'm the restraining force.
I'm the restraining force.
I'm filled with the power of God. I'm getting stronger all the time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now there's a song I heard here recently. I think it was Ted Shuttlesworth sang this song. It goes like this. There's a spirit of faith in the air. I can feel it right now everywhere. The Holy Ghost is moving. My future's improving. There's a spirit of faith in the air. I like that. I wish I could sing it. I don't know the song well enough to sing it. But there is a spirit of faith in the air.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost is moving.
Amen.
And my future is improving.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. I better run a little bit. Hallelujah. Whoops. Hang on to my mic. If you like. Anybody else wants to run, go ahead. Just run the same direction so we don't bang into each other. Let's praise Him today. Listen, say this with me right now and mean it in your heart. Heavenly Father,
I am part
of the great restraining
on this earth.
I'm a child of God, filled with the Holy Ghost, forgiven Washed in the blood. Help me to walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name. Give him praise for it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, my Father. Let's praise him.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more information, please visit wordalivechurch.info.